capitalism's ghosts. In summer of 1991, a North Tyneside community was gripped by unrest. Two unemployed young men had stolen a car for joyriding. A police pursuit of the vehicle on the coast road resulted in a collision which ended the lives of Dale Robson and Colin Atkins. Prosecutors noted that the community was gripped by a hatred of police. The toxic mix of poverty, an absent welfare state, and chronic youth unemployment led to chaos when guilty verdicts were returned against young people involved in the theft. Up to 400 people were involved in nights of unrest across the North Shields estate, which damaged lives and infrastructure. The riots featured prominently in the media, and the then Tory Prime Minister John Major condemned them. Following the routine questions and reviews, the state determined that an austerity-busting £66 million would be spent to improve conditions in Meadow Well. The government reasoned that people's material circumstances must improve in order to maintain harmony and trust. It took a riot for the government to realize it. 17 years on, my bus driver stopped abruptly on a busy Newcastle Road recently, asking if anyone needed to access Bicker Metro Station. I said yes. He informed me that the route will no longer travel through the area. He said youths have put bricks through the windows of numerous buses, and that the company will no longer risk its property. As I walked along the brief route, I observed evidence of damage, smashed paving stones, and bus stops with no windows remaining. Capitalism's ghosts and unlearned lessons wander aloofly across the rest of Northeast. The implementation of universal credit marches unabated. Food bank use soars. Young people, like trade unionist and socialist coalition supporter and my good friend Glenn Dixon, tragically commit suicide due to insecurity and lack of access to quality mental health services. The role of cuts-making labor councils means the party continues to estrange itself from communities, which should form its core of support, who view the party with deep suspicion, associating it with cuts, closures, privatization, and bailiffs. Only one spark is required to tip an unsettled situation into chaos. One more cold and hungry night, one more suicide, or one more instance of police misconduct could determine whether labor figures will finally understand. Warnings are everywhere. Too few in power care to heed them, and they may not appreciate just how dangerous our situation is until after the burning begins. Labor is sowing the seeds of misery across our region. William Gerrett, North Shields.